If you guys didn't know, this is our 100th episode. And we are going to be having another BakerBox NYC team meeting. So I'm going to be right back after Bonner drops the beat.
The beat question is this. How does an everyday person like you, like me, start their own e-commerce business and take it from zero to 100K quickly? By the way, without feeling salesy or slimy or wasting a buttload of money on paid marketing? That is the question, and this podcast will help answer it. Feel great, gave up all the struggles. We are Deidre Shen and Bonner Rai, and this is the Growth Boss Podcast.
You can't see it right now, but high fives.
High fives all around. Okay, we have hit a major milestone in the hustle because what episode is this? 100!
Woo! 100? Sorry, I'm on a delay here.
Never tell Ash anything.
No. And so on this special 100th episode, and you guys, if you're listening to this and for some reason before we've announced it, look out for your email. Look out for something special hitting your inboxes.
Yes.
Yeah, something that we've just decided maybe to do.
Something.
Anyway.
We still don't know what it is.
We don't know what it is, but you're going to get something in your email, so look out for it. And so on this episode, we wanted to invite Ash back. I think you were hit last time. Well, actually, I don't know. No one's giving me any feedback. So
I know. No one shared the stats or the... Did we see a spike in listeners? We got... Greater ad revenue coming in and yeah. Ad sponsors.
Well, definitely we're going to get you to start to read out our ads for sure. That's what we're going to do.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, back for that, I think.
Okay, so we have Ash back because we want to have another BakerBox team meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we do now when we're like, oh, we should really discuss this. Yes, let's record it and make it into a podcast episode. And so we thought we would do that because for anyone who's been following our story, we are still, what would you call this? We're still in pre-launch. We're back
pre-launch,
to soft
yep.
launch.
Yes.
We're back to soft launch.
We're back to soft launch.
Soft launch, yeah. Because I don't understand pre-launch.
And I think we're actually going to be soft launching probably the day before this episode drops. So almost on our 100. We have a lot happening.
Next week's a big
right
one.
Now. Yeah.
Mostly in September, which yes. everyone is just in awe of. But yeah, because our soft launch, I guess, is technically...
Yeah, it's going to align with our 100th episode on this podcast, which is crazy. So let's talk about... BakerBox. Right now, we are gearing up to launch. We spoke last week about our unboxing experience, which we've been very busily in the background beavering away at. I have designed the chatterbox. I hope you're all happy to.
That's exciting. Yeah. And we had a go at it. That was fun.
We did, right? Yeah. We played with it. It was really fun. So I think it'll work. Well, let's see. Again, hypothesis. We're going to test it. We're going to get the data, blah, blah, blah. You guys, I jest. It's very important that we test, that we have data. That is what we're all about after all. But right now, what I want to talk about is, okay, we're going to launch. What is the actual day?
Well, this is what I was kind of saying. So our viral contest ends on Tuesday.
Okay.
So I guess the winners get chosen. So, you know, we just went with the 31st of August.
Yeah.
So but that evening, I guess, is kind of like official.
It's where we're open for business.
We're open for business.
With a caveat, because we're not actually open for business, as in we have nothing that we really want to... that we can send yet because we're still getting our boxes in.
Mm.
But we are going to do pre-sales.
Yes.
Right? So we're going to do pre-sales to then send out probably the week after or start sending out the week after or week and a half after depending on when we can get our boxes in.
Mm.
So we need to come up with an offer to drop to our hungry, hungry audience who are just sitting there waiting to hear from us, to buy.
Mm.
I think we want to give them something pretty good, right? Mm. Like, they're our OGs.
Okay. It's good to know. So that's what this meeting is about today.
Ash is like, what's pre-launch?
Yeah.
Are we launching? What are we even doing here?
Okay.
Yeah, that's what this meeting is about. We are going to be talking about how to come up, how to craft an offer to our
pre-launch audience, I guess.
Yeah. Because if you almost think about kind of a quick recap of the bio contest strategy, which we've kind of rolled into our launch or our, you know, soft launch strategy, is that you get people onto your list. You nurture them about, you know, kind of like what's been happening. So this could apply for if you're an established business doing a brand new product or a brand new collection, we're a brand new business launching. And then, you know, normally with a bio contest, you kind of, you know, run it for a while. And then off the back of it, when obviously most people won't win, in our case, three people will win. And the ones who don't, we send them an email to say, you know, and the winner is, and then they open it up. Of course, they're not the winner, but here is as a thank you, as a whatever, you just, for us, I think it's going to be about for being our OGs. Obviously, we're literally just starting. We're so excited to have you. Here's a very, very special offer, which we need to craft on this episode. For taking part, for being our alpha people or our beta people, almost like our chosen taste testers in a way.
Yeah.
And then you make them a really compelling offer, then build a, you know, obviously if we can value stack it or, also, you know, have additional upsells if we can.
Yeah.
And then I guess that's where we start to monetize them and test a real appetite for, okay, well, if we get pre-orders in, that means they're pretty excited about what's coming.
So I do like that concept of taste testers. Like, so maybe we actually do like call this offer something about being a taste tester or this is a taste tester box or this is something like that.
Nice. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's almost just as important for us to get all of this kind of new feedback, as you're saying, getting the data, but it's almost the data on how does the product hit with the kind of people.
Yeah.
We've tested it with ourselves. We know what it tastes like with, you know.
Yeah, so we can, I guess, set the expectation as well that we're kind of also, you know, seeking, like, they're going to get a great offer, but almost, you know, in return, in a way, we really want them to give us feedback on things.
Okay, yeah.
I think that works.
Awesome.
So now in terms of, because how much are we actually going to be, like what should that offer be? Should it be, you know, like a 50% off offer? Should it be a just pay shipping offer?
Whew.
I know. Like we could go crazy.
Uh-huh.
Depends on how far we want to take it.
Yeah. Because I was thinking about this because, like, we've done this in the past for obviously the business that I work with, that idea of, like, where you mentioned, like, just paying shipping doesn't really work out to be that much in the scheme of things, but people hate paying for shipping, you know, so offering either, you know, you're paying for shipping, you get the product for free, or you basically pay for the product at a cheaper rate, but you get shipping for free, you know, so I don't know whether we want to kind of either even, I mean, I don't know how big our group is at the moment, so I probably need to get those numbers from you guys again, just being pulled into this as a, in the team meeting. But, yeah, like, I mean, I think I'd almost be going with, like, a really juicy kind of offer off the product.
Like a 50%
off? Like a 50% off the product, I think.
Okay, and with free shipping.
With potentially still free shipping if that's kind of how deep we want to go. Because I think definitely that, hey, I get to try this product. I don't have to pay for any shipping, so there's no kind of barrier there. And it's an awesome offer. I think I'd have to feel that should be quite compelling.
Mm.
I know that I would be compelled at that point.
And do we want to – so that's almost like the core offer. So, like, you know, 50% off, free shipping. You get to be a taste tester, you know, one of the first, et cetera, et cetera. And then do we want to add on?
Buy another taste tester
exactly.
box.
Exactly.
Yes, definitely.
Upsell number one.
We want to upsell. Yes, for sure. And I hope you guys are listening in because this is really important funnel, I guess, to be taking your own customers through. How can you actually – not just almost sit on one potential conversion, but how do you keep taking them through a process where you are getting increasing your average order value? Okay, that's the name of the game. So yes, we want to get them in with a irresistible offer.
Yeah.
So whether it's 50% off, whether that's, I mean, we could even, once we do the numbers, we could even potentially go for more. Like, I think as long as we cover the shipping.
Yeah.
Then, you know, I think we can probably almost discount all the way down to that if we're going. Is there a way to even test, you know, to Asha's point, we test like free and you just pay shipping or heavy discounted plus free shipping?
Yes. So we can definitely split test the offer.
Yeah.
The offers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's do that. So we'll split test the offers.
Just taking notes.
Because it's funny because the way you would kind of frame it, I guess, because generally, you know, you're not always you're not thinking about shipping from a monetary point of view. So if you just paid shipping, you're essentially getting the product
free,
which is almost, let's say, in our case, say $30 worth of value. Whereas at 50% off, you're only getting technically about $15 or $16 worth of value, because very rarely do you say, plus you get $15 free shipping off.
Exactly. So it'd be really fascinating actually to test, you know, which message actually hits or which offer hits.
Mm.
Okay, so we have that. And then, yes, we're going to upsell, I think, another taste tester box. This will be at full price, but obviously free shipping because they're getting it in the same package. Shipping, and then
add another one. Add another one. No shipping charge. Yep.
And then, I mean, I know we always joke about this, but do we want to be testing our merch?
Because we can do another upsell. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. I think let's just decide what we want to. Because I think we've got t-shirts.
Yes.
You know, I guess we want to pick one.
Yeah.
That we offer. Yeah.
Okay. So I think you guys, that's literally how easy it is to come up with your offer. And this is what you want to be doing every time you are kind of thinking about launching, you are off the back of a viral contest like we are. You want to think about how you can position an offer to be irresistible and test them as well. Don't try not to just come up with one and that's all you do. Try to come up with at least two, if not more, and see what works, because then you can take almost the psychology, or you can make some assumptions around why is it that this one worked. And then in your next promotion, in your next campaign, you can then keep doing that, do more of that, and then test it with something else, and then see then what works for, you know, in the next round. So this, you guys, is how you want to always be running your campaigns, running your promotions, is to test your hook, test your offer, and you let the data tell you what works. All right.
Okay.
Cool.
Brilliant.
Well, you will see these guys go live. If you want to sign up, I think there's still time. Go to...
Yeah, I've got a couple of... Oh. I don't know when this is.
Days. Yeah. Oh, no, maybe we don't. Okay.
Yeah. By the time you listen, right now there is time. By the time you hear this, maybe not.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe not.
Maybe for our full launch, there'll be another offer.
Yes, there might be. So you can still sign up, bakeboxnyc.com. All right, you guys, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us today and listening to this episode. Look, as a business owner myself, I'm well aware of the many, many other shows that you could have listened to. Hopefully, what we shared with you today will not only resonate with you, but will also help you on your own e-commerce journey. Now, if this episode did help you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know who might need it. Hit subscribe and leave us a review. We gonna celebrate life, turning up tonight.